Let's continue to study about the 12 links of causations. A causation of one understanding may be the more classical understanding is explanation of 12 links of causation is causation of life. And the other is causation of suffering of our life. And why do we suffer? Very different. I said classical one, according to classical one, classical explanation, but actually in Agoma or more old scriptures, 12 links is not 12, as I said before, and it does not refer to the actual life of ourselves. Like, before we come to this world, and after we come to this world, and after our birth, three worlds, past, present, and future, and two-folds of three worlds, two-fold twelve causation of life and death. This is so-called older type of explanation of it, but in old scripture, this kind of understanding is not there. But after Buddhist divided in many schools, this kind of so-called classical explanation of causation of life and death in past, present, future, 12 links of causation appeared. This is not so old one. The old one is rather explanation of why we suffer. And we count the reason why we suffer. Or we find 12 elements in our suffering. So this is very different explanation, and this is more nearer to the teaching of Buddha himself. The other day, Peter asked, raised this question, and do you have life of Buddha? You know, written by some Frenchman. I forgot his name. Do you have it? Someone else asks that same question, so she must have read that book. I don't know what kind of explanation he gives to it for the tale of causation of death and death. Do you know? Have you read it? Oh, I see. Maybe interesting. To compare Dr. Whis or his disciple Mizuno's explanation of it. It is rather difficult for me to translate it, but I will try as much as possible. And here he says, he refers to the Sutra of Sati. There was the Buddha's disciple named Sati. He understood his teaching of 12 links of causation like how we suffer who has a kind of soul, you know, in during the past and present and future. And he was scolded by him, by Buddha. And at that time he said, he denied the something like self and the purpose of this teaching is to explain that we have no self and but people who have who is caught by idea of self, how they suffer. This is the purpose of the teaching. And Buddha said, you should not misunderstand my teaching, he said. Sati's understanding was that his teaching was about Atman, something like Atman, where during in past and present and future, how we suffer, what kind of process they take towards the teaching of the 12 rings. He understood in that way, and Buddha, and scolded by Buddha. Anyway, here Dr. Mizuno is trying to explain what is the tire of links. Some ignorance. I translate it now. Ignorance and ignorance means means that lack of understanding of our life. Because of lack of understanding of our life, they will have some misconduct, and because of that, they will have suffering. And that we have suffering in this world is because of the ignorance. And the second one is action. You know, and, in Sanskrit, action, samskara. And ignorance in Sanskrit, avidyaya, avidyaya, A-V-I-D-Y-A. And the second one is action, or go. Because of ignorance, we have misconduct. And here, go is same as karma. Lack of right view of world and life will have various misunderstanding and misconduct. And once we make some misconduct or misunderstanding even, that will result some something bad. That is why we suffer. And this means also not only misconduct or action, but also accumulation of action, which will result next link, which is ski, vijana. So this means misconduct, misleading, misconduct and accumulation of misconduct. And third is vijnana, consciousness or conception as a consciousness. And he referred to the, some more our experience in our everyday life. Before, and whether it is good or bad experience, or physical or spiritual experience, experience. Or intellectual experience or emotional experience. Whenever we experience something, and that experience will create some force. And that force will result in some form good or bad result. And it may be that this kind of conduct will be accelerated in good way and in bad way too. And it will, we will have some a kind of custom or what was the word you say? A kind of accelerate action. If you get up early, next morning, this morning, if you get up early, next morning, it may be easier for you to get up early.
Habit?
Yeah, habit. Yeah, like, a kind of habit. If you do something bad, you know, it will create some nature in your within yourself, and in this way, the action will create something, some result. And if you take the idea of reincarnation in consideration in this way, we will reincarnate in various forms of life. The next one is consciousness, or vijnana, consciousness, or vijnana. And this is the subject, you know, of the cognition. And this subjective something, you know, which is called vijnana, consciousness, a kind of consciousness, it's include past experience. So it is resulted. This kind of consciousness we have is the fruit of our past experience of various actions and experiences. This is consciousness. And this consciousness is actually, is not actually in like in the state of white paper. And this is the, consciousness has some color, resulted by past experience. Only when this consciousness is like a white paper, we can see things as it is, but we cannot. Our consciousness is not pure white paper, because it is tainted various color we have various suffering, and this is this color comes from ignorance and action from ignorance. And this is the consciousness. And third one is nama-rupa, a name and form. Name and form means name means our spiritual being, and form means our body, our physical body. So this means actually our five senses and five sense objects. And next one is six. Next one is Sodayatana. Sodayatana, the six sense organs, six sense organs. This is quite simple, you know, sense organs like eyes and nose and mouth. And next one is sparsa, contact or touch. It means that, you know, our sense organs and our subjectivity, our consciousness and objective world become one and start some action that is touch. Such, so actually this is touch. And this is actually sometimes intense, you know, cautiousness will appear when subjective and objective sense organs and objects. Come together and some feeling. That feeling will be many different feelings. And this also includes the intensity or less intensive touch. And the seventh one is Vedana, sense action. Sensation. Sensation means, you know, when we just accept sense objects by sense organ, we have some touch, or we have some intense sensation, but that sensation at the same time may be discrimination of good or bad, good sound, bad sound, good form or bad form, or good color or bad color. When we start to discriminate the sense object in sense of good or bad, that is next one, a sensation or vidana. The next one is trana or thirst. Desire, you know, strong desire, like when you walk in the sun, you know, you will be thirsty desire, you know, is the next one. And as soon as we have some good feeling or bad feeling, you have strong discrimination and you will have thirsty desire for good things. That is next one. And this is different from love in its true sense. It is strong attachment to something. So this is, you know, we are very strict with love between man and woman, you know, whether it is thirsty desire or, you know, a true love. When it is thirsty desire, it is not. It is a kind of we say, katsai. Katsai means thirst. I means love. And the purpose of zazen is to cut off thirsty love and to purify our love. It's our purpose, practice. And I think your cultural background is not so strict with this point. So, to me, your love is fast desire. When you start to love someone, you feel very thirsty. Strong thirst for that. Dr. Mizuno didn't say so. And next one is strong attachment. Next one is upadana, grasping, upadana or grasping. I write it down to the blackboard if I have time tomorrow. Next one is upadana, grasping. So this is something similar to the eighth one, but this is stronger urge we feel in this element, more strong urge of desire. The next one is bhava. The being, you know. Here we have the idea of self or being. When we start to feel strong urge to love, you know, we understand already someone in a sense of, you know, complete self. There is my, you know, friend. You know. and he is always, she loves me always, you know. She will not change her mind, you know. In this way, you will have strong idea self of someone, but actually, she will not love you always. She will change, of course. But we think she will not change, and she will be always young and pretty. But I don't know. She may love sometimes someone else, maybe. But we think she is always loving you only. This is, you know, to have strong self of others and strong self of ourselves. And this is the almost, you know, we have already completed. When we came to when we come to the idea of existence or Bhava, and we have completed complete foundation of suffering of this world. No. You are completely qualified to have various suffering. And this is how, you know, Buddha explained why we suffer. And next one, the 11th one, is Jat Bas. So he explained here this is here we have completed good foundation to suffer, and you know, again after completed those foundation we will have new experience of suffering again. This is next one. Birth of new suffering. And the last one is as this kind of experience experiences resulted from ignorance and various mistake and mistaken action. A new experience will bring us the same suffering, like birth and death, or old age, or various suffering we come sometimes 4, sometimes 8. This kind of suffering which we create. This is the rough explanation of 12 links. This is combination of classical experience and classical explanation and more primitive Buddhist understanding of Buddha's teaching. Do you have some questions?
Roshi, then, am I right? The 12 links of causation are each separate. Each is a cause, is a separate entity. I mean, it's not like 12 links, each one linked to the other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is linked to it. It is more, analytical,
Each one separate?
The purpose of this kind of teaching is to
classification.
Join
this is head, this is arms, and this is body, and
analyze.
Yeah, a kind of analyze. Discern or
discriminate.
Dissect, was it?
Dissect. Yeah, maybe. Well, anyway, we have idea of self, and the idea of self has various combination of various elements. You can analyze the idea of self psychologically. Buddha's way is very psychological, but not only psychological, he is more, analytical understanding of our psychology. More like he knows why we suffer, and he has experience of suffering and experience of getting out of suffering too. And he analyzes our psychology in that way, not only scientific way, but also it includes the way to get out of suffering. Now, the some way to get out of suffering, knowing that why we suffer. At the same time, how to get out of suffering. And he pointed out various elements of suffering. Actually, suffering is become actual suffering, or idea of self become idea of suffering when those elements, you know, come and combine together. So, he pointed out this way, that this is a kind of analogy of suffering, or idea of self. So, and those 12 links are closely related to one another. another.
And this has come up several times. I know in lectures people have asked you about desires. Should we eliminate them or what? And I've given it a lot of thought. And it seems that the 12 links are like, in the West we might call it a boogeyman. You know, something to be avoided. And I don't personally understand why desire should be avoided. And in most of the Buddhist sutras, he says, you know, you should cut off desire. And the image that I have in my mind is of two men seeing a beautiful woman. One is very thirsty for desire, and the other is what I call a pure desire. The man with a thirsty desire sees the beautiful woman, and the man with a pure desire sees the beautiful woman. And they both desire her, and they move towards her. And they get closer and closer. And she smiles at them, and they get closer and closer. And the...
And finally...
They both embrace her. And in the time they embrace her, she disappears. And the man with the thirsty desire starts crying and pulling his hair and shaking himself. And the other one just smiles and embraces Sunyata. He's okay. He's okay. But he had the desire like the other person. But he didn't attach himself to it. And there's a confusion between this kind of desire and the other kind of desire. And we keep saying we eliminate desire, and sometimes I keep saying, anytime I have any feeling, I want to stop it. You know, and it causes confusion in me. And I know that desire on another level is okay. Did you talk about this?
You talked it. Like Buddha did. No. That is okay if you understand that much. But it does not mean, you know. But you have to make a great effort, you know, to keep your love in pure form. This is very difficult. Very difficult. But you have to do it. You know.
How do you do it? What kind of practices could you advise us in order to keep ourselves pure?
Zazen practice. There's no secret.
Do you think that would help if you understand form is emptiness and emptiness is form? If you understand that, even you see a very beautiful lady, if you know form is emptiness, emptiness is form.
You know that. But, you know, actually, not so easy. Yeah, it is easy, but yeah, it is not so easy. That is why you have to make some effort. Expectation and suffering has all those words have nearly the same meaning. Because, you know, when we suffer, suffering in this sense, here I mean, I don't mean, you know, physical, you know, suffering, when you cut your fingers or something like that, or some philosophical suffering comes from some pessimistic philosophy, or suffering, physical or material suffering. But this suffering which comes out try to improve ourselves, you know, we cannot help but helping, but trying to improve ourselves. This is our nature, you know. It is rather difficult for us to stay in the same state always. And we want to improve ourselves. And we don't want to go back. We want to go on and on. So here, already a kind of expectation we have already. So this is actually why we suffer and why we seek for truth and why we seek for religion. Religious life. The suffering is not so. Here, the suffering is not physical suffering or psychological suffering. Maybe, most part of psychological suffering will be included. Do you understand the difference? Expectation or desire? Desire, I mean, trust, or some urge to feel some urge, or suffering. Those words are very cross, meaning is very similar. And so called it, you know, practical explanation of it is ignorance means, you know, ignorance which comes from beginningless past, you know, ignorance. ignorance, the terminology of ignorance is something which is beginningless, beginning, and which will have some end, that is ignorance. It is possible to put an end to it when we realize that this is ignorance, then that is not ignorance anymore. That is wisdom already. So you can put an end to it, but no one knows when ignorance started. And ignorance is some inherited passion from beginningless past. And the next one is good and evil karma. Samskara is good and evil karma. The third one, Vijnana, is conception as a form. This is more, you know, concrete. version of 12 links of causation. And fourth one, and you know, the first and the second one is the life, our past life. You know, our past life belongs to our past life, and the reason why we come to this world because of ignorance, which started beginning this past, and because of the good and evil karma, we came to this world. And as first step will be the conception as a form. When, you know, we came into our mother's womb, we have some conception. I don't know. But next one is body and mind. More and more we have, you know, some body, like mind and body. And we have naturally in the womb of our mother six organs. And as soon as we come to this world from the womb, we have first contact with the outside world. And then we will have receptivity or discrimination, and then we'll have boyfriend and girlfriend, like thirsty desire. So it is age of puberty. And next one will be the age of sensuous existence. And we will be a perfect human being who has full fully qualified to have suffering. This is how classical version of it goes. And we will have next life, and in next life we will have birth and death and same problems. So this is so called the 12 links. Thinking of 12 links. In the three words, two-fold way. As I said, last night, at first Buddha's teaching was very, not so, you know, complicated, not so philosophical, and not so special teaching, but as his descendant, studying his teaching, and more, and their purpose and their motto is how to preserve his teaching, how to remember his teaching, and how to understand his teaching is more complete form. So, and they felt some urge to explain it more, you know, easier and clear way. And this version of, you know, it's too clear. Not much meaning in it, you know. Easy to understand, but, you know. So, how to preserve our teaching is very difficult. If you try to understand in some form, in some form of teaching or some form of philosophy, you will lose the essence of the teaching. It is like to take off two horns from deer. You know. This is too much, you know, too long. So maybe better to cut here, so that people may like it. More and more. You will lose the feeling of the deer. And after that, you know, think, we shouldn't cut its horn so much. Yeah. But it is too late. When people feel too late, you know, and they start to study something. You know. They had before. That is so called Mahayana Buddhism. They missed original, you know, teaching of Buddha rather than philosophy. Ah. some of you may fear, Mahayana Buddhism is very difficult to study. But Mahayana Buddhism is more, it has more feeling of Buddha in it. But it is rather difficult to study, much more difficult than to study Theravada Buddhism. Theravada Buddhism is very systematic, very well arranged, so that everyone can understand intellectually. But if you study it, that's all. And if you remember it, you will be a good speaker, maybe. But you will lose your spirit of study. Because you think, I already know everything about it. I know everything about it. But you know, things are good. Oh. I brought my glass just to set it. If I set it, I feel very good without seeing it. That is, you know, Theravada Buddhism. Okay. But we have to watch it. It is watch.